Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy from a staff who has been electrifying this week, Nick Bennett. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Javik. Happy to be here.
How much fun has it been the last 2 days with this pitching staff? You guys have allowed one run total in 2 games.
You know, it's a lot of fun watching everybody go out and do their thing because we have a lot of different guys who can get outs in a lot of different ways, and that's kind of what builds up and creates a pitching staff and kind of makes it entertaining for people to watch is, you know, we have a guy like Mizorowski who will blow a 100-mile-an-hour fastball by you, and then we have other guys who change speeds and get ground balls, and so it's really fun to do it as a whole and kind of start to put all the pieces together with one another.
How much does that confidence build from guy to guy? You start off with Jacob Mizorowski's start on Tuesday, and you end it last night with you and Ryan Brady and Zach Manaro putting together a great performance out of the pen.
Yeah, you know, when you see a guy go out there and throw up zeros, you don't want to be the guy to come in and, you know, kind of mess that up. And so, obviously, you're not thinking about that on the mound, but there's just a little bit more of a higher vibe, I would say, in the bullpen when you see your starter go out there like Carlos did last night and carved him up for 4 2/3. And you just want to kind of continue that train and continue the role of that. So,
as a lefty, when you look at the lineup card, this is an M Braves lineup that game one, it was 7 of 9 were lefties. Last night, 6 of 9 were lefties. How excited do you get when you look at a lineup card and you see lefty, lefty, lefty?
Yeah, you know, being a left-handed pitcher and Russ Smith and I and Amaya as well, you know, we like to pitch to lefties. That's a lot of lefties. That's their job, is to get lefties out and be good at getting lefties out. So I think that's something us three take a little pride in. And when you see that, obviously your chance might be a little bit better than a righty to come into the game. So, you know, you just have to be prepared for it. And it's worked out well for Amaya, and it's worked out well for me these past 2 days. So
last night for you, you threw a ton of sliders. Yeah. You got 4 outs, and it took you just 8 pitches. How much fun is that when things are working that well?
Yeah, makes how I feel the next morning a lot better, that's for sure. I woke up and didn't even feel like I pitched last night. So that's definitely a positive. And, you know, it's really about putting the ball where you want to throw it as a guy who doesn't throw it very hard and isn't going to blow it by anybody. It's more so placing it where I know I'm going to get good results. And I think I did a good job of that last night. So
the Shuckers yesterday put out a video with you of what's in your bag Wednesday. You went through what you have on a given day. And one of the most fascinating things was the Jordan cleats.
Absolutely.
What's with the Jordan cleats?
So I was a big basketball player growing up, played up until my sophomore year of high school, and then kind of dialed it in with baseball from there. But I've always been a huge basketball guy. My dad's been a huge basketball guy as well. And so I had those Jordan basketball shoes sitting in my closet for a while, and I just decided, you know, a little flair, a little basketball to baseball flair. So I sent those basketball shoes to a company, and they put spikes on the bottom of them, and they're turned into baseball cleats just like that. And they feel great on my feet, and yeah, they're just fun to wear sometimes. I don't wear them all the time, but they're fun to put on every once in a while. So
how fun is that as a pitcher to have a little bit of flair, have a little bit of fun with
that? I mean, you know, pitchers get a bad rap for being weird sometimes, and I think that's all just noise behind us. But a lot of pitchers have a little flair in a lot of different ways, and I think our cleats are just one way that we can kind of show that. You know, our farthest run should just be over to first base if necessary. So, you know, like Michael Lorenzen wears Vans, and I've seen an interview where he said they're super comfy and fun to wear, and they look great on him when he's throwing and carving guys up too. So, you know, it just adds another aspect to the game, really, I think.
Did Lorenzen inspire the cleats at all?
I wouldn't say he inspired the cleats for me, but I have seen some other guys in the big leagues throw on some Jordans and throw some spikes on the bottom of them. I don't really have anybody specific that I kind of followed that after, but it's definitely cool to see guys throw a little flair on the cleats when they're pitching, and it just makes it a little bit more entertaining to watch.
If you could have any shoe in the world turn into your cleats, what are you picking?
So I actually thoroughly enjoy turning Jordan basketball shoes into cleats. I also have a pair of LeBrons from 2019 that I've turned into cleats as well. So I think what I'm going to do is I wear a lot of Jordan 1s, Jordan 1 lows. Those are kind of my those are my favorite shoe to buy and wear. And so I think I'm going to keep purchasing those. And as the years go, I'll just keep putting spikes on the bottom of Jordan 1s. So.
Well, hey, that's the best way to do it. Nick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.